Right, let's talk business now with our business editor, Giles Beckford. And this is ahead of the Commerce Commission, which is going to release a draft study into the banking market in a few minutes' time. Giles is with us now. This has sort of crept up on us, hasn't it, Giles? But it's a significant study.
It is a significant study. It's the fourth market study by the Commerce Commission. You'll remember that the previous Labour government, under some pressure in the Select Committee from opposition parties who wanted to hold their own inquiry into bank profitability, they scotched that and said it needed a wider study, hence it was handed to the Commerce Commission. Now, it is limited to personal banking issues such as mortgages, deposit rates, credit cards, those sort of things. Is there innovation within the sector? Is it easy to move between the banks if you want to swap from one to a smaller one or to others, the barriers to that? Is there competition between the banks in offering various products? The level of profitability will be an issue, and the Commerce Commission came out last year saying that when it looked at deposit accounts, there was clearly some difficulties there. The New Zealand banking sector looked to be highly profitable compared to its overseas counterparts. So that will be an issue there. The government has been certainly, the National Party, I should say, in opposition, was obviously not that impressed. Since they've been in government, Consumer Affairs Minister Andrew Bailey did say, well, we'll keep an open mind. We'll see what comes out of this draft report, whether further action needs to be taken, or whether, in fact, this study should continue, which is an interesting one. One might say that having regard to the building products market study, the groceries sector market study, and the petrol retailing sector market study, consumer benefits and gains from that perhaps have been limited. Some people have been very sceptical as to whether this approach is the right one to take.
Very good. Okay, we'll hear more about that in the next few moments. Just a quick update on the markets before you go.
I can tell you the Federal Reserve held rates steady. It stuck to its previous guidance of possibly three rate cuts this year. That's given a shot in the arm to Wall Street. The Dow Jones, S&P 500 and the NASDAQ up between 0.8 and 1%. The local top 50 index starts today 11,833 after a 15-point gain yesterday. The New Zealand dollar also got a little bit of a lift from the Fed statement. 60.7 US cents, 92.3 Australian, 47.5 pence, 55.6 euro cents, 91.6 yen and 4.37 yuan. Brent crude oil down $1.30, that's about 1.5% at $86 a barrel. Gold up $23, $2,181 an ounce. In addition to the Commerce Commission banking report, we have a first half result from Fonterra. And did we mention this fourth quarter gross domestic product numbers are out this morning? We'll bring you that, everything else that's happening, and the market numbers around 12:20 in midday reports.
Thank you very much, Giles. Yes.